During lockdown, my sciatica has been playing up a bit, perhaps because I've not been able to go swimming. So the physio has given me some more exercises to do, one of which is a sciatic nerve glide. I have to lie on my back with a good leg straight and bend the affected leg, holding it behind the knee. And then I have to straighten the leg and move my foot as though I were pressing the brake pedal and back again. I have to do 20 of these. And apart from the exercise itself, I realise it's hard to keep my mind on the job long enough to count up to 20 repeats. My mind flits here and there and everywhere, really. I think about the jobs that I have to do, the things that are prepared. I think about the things that people have said to me and what they might have meant. I think about things that might happen in the future and how I would react. I find it hard to keep my mind where it's meant to be. Mindfulness is about being in the present moment, bringing our minds from wherever they want to flit to back to where we are. Psalm 131 reads, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvellous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like the weaned child that is with me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time on and forevermore. The psalmist is trying to be present to God and to himself, not letting his mind roam around things that he cannot actually do anything about. He is seeking to enjoy God's presence, just as a toddler enjoys a cuddle with its mother, enjoying the feel of her, the smell of her, listening to her heartbeat, feeling safe and secure. So many Christians have sought God in this way, not coming with words in spoken or written prayers, but coming in silence, simply to be with God, enjoying God's presence. As the story goes, when the priest approached the down and out in Notre Dame and asked him what he was doing there each day as he sat in silence, the man replied, I look at him, he looks at me, and we are happy together. What a wonderful way of putting it, being happy together with God. And this time of lockdown has given us this gift of not having to do the church stuff, not having to open up to do the things that we need to prepare the place for worship, but simply being able to be in God's presence, where we are. So let's invite God into this space where we are now, recognizing that God is always with us, but we need to make ourselves aware that God is here. Make yourself comfortable where you are, with your feet flat on the floor, and your back against your chair. Close your eyes to bring your attention away from those things that are outside you. Be aware of your breathing in and out. Don't try to change it. Just notice it. Notice the floor beneath your feet. The chair beneath your thighs. Feel the back of the chair supporting you. What noises can you hear around you? The ticking of a clock? Traffic? Birdsong? A neighbour mowing the grass, people talking. Just notice it and allow it to be. If it is irritating, just say, "This irritates me, Lord," and let it go. Allow the noise to be. It is outside you. It is not where you are. Now try to clear your mind and just be. We haven't come here expecting God to speak in any particular way. If that happens, great. If it doesn't happen, also great. Just be quiet in yourself, in that silent space. You will notice that your mind quickly wanders into other places and other thoughts intrude. You may feel that this is you failing at being silent. It isn't. It's you being a normal human being. When you notice that your mind has wandered, this is you being mindful. This is what we are trying to achieve, an awareness of what your mind is doing. So just say, "I was thinking about that job waiting to be done, Lord," and let it go. Don't try to push the thought away because it will grow stronger. Acknowledge what is happening, hand it over to God, and find the silent space again. Each time you become aware that your mind has wandered, that's success. Without feeling guilty or annoyed, acknowledge it. Tell God about it. Hand it over and be quiet again. You might find it helpful to look at the thoughts that come. Does your mind rush off to plan things? There's nothing you can do about them now, and taking this time out will help your planning later. Hand the plans to God. Are you thinking about things that have happened in the past, turning them over in your mind? You cannot change the past, but here in this space, you are safe. Hand it over to God and be present. Are you worrying about something coming up in the future? God is with you and will go with you into the future, one moment at a time. In this moment, hand it over to God and be present. By giving ourselves space, by allowing ourselves to be, we are rooting and grounding ourselves in God who loves us. We are allowing ourselves to be as we are, not worrying about improving things or hiding things. We are being ourselves, the people God made us to be, the ones in whom God delights. Noel Richards wrote a song that's in Songs of Fellowship, number 1067. To be in your presence, to sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me complete. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. The second verse says, to rest in your presence, not rushing away, to cherish each moment. Here I would stay. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. What does God wish to say to us now that we are quiet? What does he want to show us in this enforced stillness? And if we don't rush away back into the former ways of doing things, what might we learn? And how will he equip us? Let's enjoy the quiet and keep coming back to it so that when God speaks, we will be listening and we will be more sure in ourselves so that when he leads us along a certain path, we will know that it is right. We will know that he is our way and he is our walking of the way. And so we will be confident to follow him into the new things that he has prepared for us. New things that we weren't able to see before because we had our minds on other things. New things that he has been planning for us. New places into which he wants to lead us. New ways in which he wants to help us grow. Help us to quiet ourselves so that we might hear him. And having heard, we might respond and follow. May God bless us all. Amen.